Chapter 1. A New Face at the Bow Wow Bark.
I never want to see another monkey for as long as I live!
Mittens Meow declared as she stepped out of the elevator into the Bow Wow Bark newspaper office. She left muddy prints on the carpet as she walked to her desk. Alex Digger followed his best friend. As he pulled straw out from under his ears, memories from that morning flashed through his mind. Sneaking into the senator's gated backyard, hiding behind pine trees, watching the senator feed his pet monkeys and talk business with a shady-looking dude in a pinstripe suit. And then the monkeys spotted them. And then... Alex shuddered.
I had no idea monkeys have such good aim!
Mittens breezed into their editor's office without knocking. The thought of entering Harry Black's territory without asking permission first was enough to make Alex's fur curl. So he knocked on the door jamb before following. Harry peered at them over the top of his glasses, his chipmunk claws wrapped around a coffee mug that read, Punctuation Saves Lives.
Got something to say, Meow?
In reply, Mittens dropped a fat folder of photographs onto his desk. We got the evidence, Harry. Don't you dare ask me how, but we got it. Harry sprang forward and sifted through the photos.
You got pictures of Senator Springer and Mr. Russo making a dirty deal? Don't lie to me, Meow. My heart can't take it.
What heart? Mittens turned on her heel. I'm going home to shower.
That doesn't count as work time!
Harry hollered. He paused and sniffed.
Holy Bob Dylan! What is that smell?
That would be monkey poop, sir, Alex said.
And rotten bananas. Then why are you standing in my office? Take a shower.
An hour later, Alex returned to the office, although he took the liberty of stopping by his favorite pretzel cart on the way. Charlie only set up shop at the Barks intersection on Mondays. Best to take advantage of the opportunity. Mittens was already at her desk, typing furiously on her keyboard. She lifted one paw briefly to acknowledge Alex's arrival, but she didn't look up from her screen. It was time for a mid-morning snack. Alex dropped into his desk chair. He rubbed his paws together.
Come to Papa.
He pulled the pretzel out of the paper bag, ripped the top off a mustard packet, and squeezed a long yellow trail along the salty dough. He rolled over to Mittens.
Hungry?
She shook her head.
Why the frantic typing? One front page headline not good enough for you?
He leaned back in his chair and spread his paws, as if imagining tomorrow's headline.
Senator Springer and Marco Russo. Dirty deal details. That'll be a nice piece for the old resume.
Got a new lead on Fat Fido, Mitten said, never breaking her stride. An anonymous witness claims to have seen his goons at the docks last night. They unloaded several large crates from a Mexican freighter ship. Cargo unknown. Alex put his feet on her desk and tore off pretzel pieces.
Fat Fido is involved in everything from gambling to car theft. Those crates could have anything inside. What's our next move?
Mittens stopped typing long enough to look at him. What do you mean, our? You have an article due today. Have you even started it? Alex dropped his head and groaned.
Come on, Mittens. I'd rather do anything than write that. Those soccer moms terrify me.
He shuddered.
They always look like they're about to ground me.
Mittens closed her laptop and grabbed her purse. She patted him on the shoulder. Sorry, pal. Someone has to keep the public informed about changes to the Junior Soccer League's policies.
Where are you going?
She wagged a nail at him. Text me when the article is finished. I'll tell you where I am. But until then... She shooed him to his keyboard. Alex sat at his desk, grumpily, and glared as she waved goodbye.